Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The local police have written the women off as drug overdoses, but suspicious circumstances and the department's ineptitude point to something more nefarious. Unsure if she can trust the only family she has left, Nora tries to uncover the secrets of the missing young women and her connection to them when a strange motive unfurls. Will Nora uncover the truth before the killer claims another victim?
Pieces of You by Jessica Gomez releases October 1st. Pre-order as a hardcover, paperback, or ebook online at Barnes & Noble, Target, Amazon, bookshop.org, or ask your local bookstore to order it for you. Sign up for Jessica's newsletter at writerjessicagomez.com and follow her on Instagram at writerjessicagomez for updates. This episode of Check the Locks is brought to you by our friends at Audible.
Audible is your one-stop shop for audio entertainment, where you can always find the best of what you love or discover something new.
That's right. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from mysteries, thrillers, biographies, and of course, true crime.
And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month from their catalog to keep forever, including the latest bestsellers and new releases.
Audible members also get access to thousands of podcasts from popular favorites, exclusive new series, and this very podcast you're listening to now.
Plus, the Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere. While traveling, working out, walking the dog, doing chores, Audible makes listening anywhere easy.
And best of all, Check the Locks listeners can try Audible for free for 30 days. So head over to audibletrial.com/checkthelocks or click the link in the show notes to start enjoying Audible today.
Warning. Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor.
And I'm back in Olivia Cornu.
Yay! So happy to have you back. Olivia, how are you doing? How are you feeling? How was your vacation? Tell everybody where you went, but what's been going on with you? I missed you, buddy.
I mean, I know that I have left you high and dry for the last probably four episodes or so, but I got COVID. And then was, you know, just in my bed for about 4 days. And then I got well enough and had a vacation already planned with my mother and some friends. And so I went to Belize for the last week. So I got some, I guess, necessary rest and relaxation with COVID. And then I got some much needed sunshine, scuba diving, vacation, relaxation with my mom and friends. And so I just got back last night. So thanks for keeping it, you know, holding it down for us while I was gone and sick. And, you know, you always do right by the podcast and take care of me. So I appreciate it.
Well, you are very welcome. And, you know, all I was doing is just sitting here going, I'm recording the podcast. She's in the ocean. No, I'm just kidding.
Saw lots of sharks.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, I'm glad you had a good time. I know, you know, I talked to you obviously when you were sick and could tell you were like really taking it hard. And so I'm glad that, you know, after that you got some time with family and friends. And I know you went with your mom and Megan, who's been on the podcast before, which is really cool. So your mom posted some pictures of her looking like Bo Derek running down the beach in like 1978. So she was feeling herself, having a good old time.
Shout out mom, her cornrows.
Oh, yeah. Looking very island friendly for sure. But I'm definitely glad to have you back. My mother-in-law was like, is Olivia ever coming back? And I was like, I really hope so.
Well, you know, I'll be back. And I called you. I mean, as soon as I got back, I'm like, are we doing a short tonight? Like, I know I just kind of left. There was like no real in-between time. It was like I went back to work for one day after getting off, you know, out of my bed and off my couch for 4 days. And then it was just like, okay, I'm well enough. I'm at work. I'm not, you know, I'm able to wear my mask and be out in public. And I was like, and then I was gone for a week. So I'm back.
Well, I'm definitely glad to have you back. We have definitely missed you. I know the listeners have missed you as well. And, you know, I said this before, but it was really cool to kind of see everybody reaching out in the Facebook group and just wishing you well and, you know, checking on you to make sure you're okay and stuff like that.
Yeah. So. And I do appreciate that. I'm just slowly checking social media. I am a vacationer who kind of stays off of social media. So I haven't even really had a moment to double check on anything, but I appreciate everyone for thinking about me. And definitely wasn't as bad as COVID could be, but can't believe I got COVID. And it seems like August is the month in which I get it, because the first time I got it was August. The second time, I think it was in like December or January. I feel like I just had COVID.
Yeah, I feel like it wasn't that long ago. I've only had it the once that I know about. And thought I had it recently, took some tests and didn't, but, or at least the test said I didn't, but, I'm cool with only having it that one time. I'm hoping I dodge it again.
And I only tested this time because I was going to be in like a social atmosphere, with some friends and, you know, and I didn't feel right. And we had a lot of patients in the hospital with it. So I was like, let me just test before I'm like out and karaoke and with my friends and having a good time. So then I was like, oh, well, I have COVID. So it's not just like my allergies. So
right. Just spitting COVID into a microphone at karaoke.
Basically. I mean, and as soon as I swabbed my nose and did the whole little home test, it was like floridly positive.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely glad you're feeling better. Happy to have you back. It's been a good week here. Millie had her first day of kindergarten, so she's big kid status. They do it weird here where it's like they do phase in days. So, you know, there's like 20 kids in her class. So I guess like X amount go Monday, X amount go Tuesday. And then by Friday, they bring everybody together. So she had her phase in day and then they go for their first day all together on Friday. But she's living her best life. She's super excited. She came home. She's like, I already made a friend and we met in the cafeteria and she asked me what my favorite color was. And I told her and I'm like, that's awesome. So yeah, she's really pumped to be there. It's like now big kid school. Yeah. So
she's got her backpack, her lunchbox.
Oh, bro. Yeah. We just went today and got her two new pair of Nikes. So she's like, you know, she's ready to rock. She's feeling good. Had her first day of kindergarten shirt on. Like she was.
Does she have to wear uniforms?
No. No, we don't do any of that stuff.
Oh, I need to send Millie something for kindergarten.
Like, can you imagine me going to like sending my kid to like a Catholic school or something? Like, you know what I mean? That's
I went to public school that had to wear uniforms.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you. Her uniform is individuality. Grade. That's her uniforms. But again, just definitely happy to have you back. I know we've been doing, because we haven't seen each other, we've been doing a lot of Gabby Gabby, but I don't know if we should just hop in to the Stabby Stabby, get into this week's case. What do you think?
Yeah, well, this week we're headed to Canton, Michigan. And I feel like this is somewhere you've been before, lived before, have family there. So tell us a little bit about Canton, Michigan.
Yeah, so Canton is actually my hometown. I grew up there. I lived there until I was like 27. Before I moved down here to the Nashville area. Really nice kind of suburb outside Detroit. Very like middle class to kind of upper high class, I guess you would say. But yeah, I mean, always felt really safe for the most part. Like, you know, obviously we've done the story about Daniel Sorensen getting decapitated across the street from my house. But like that was like always the big thing, right? Like, stuff like that didn't happen all the time. That's why it was a huge deal, but pretty quiet town. Lots of families and neighborhoods and parks and stuff like that. So, and I think I know which story you're going to cover if we're talking about Canton. And, if that's the case, like my family, like shout out to my sister, but she lives like half a mile away from there. So like very, very familiar with this area for sure.
Well, on August 10th, just a few days ago, this is the story. Does that sound like the story you're thinking about?
It definitely does, but I'll let you go through it because I don't want to ruin anything.
All right. Well, definitely fill in because you got the local inside scoop. But on August 10th, just a few days ago, Canton police responded to a shots fired 911 call. When they arrived on the scene, they found 35-year-old father of two, Nathan Morris, lying on the street suffering a gunshot wound. He was taken to the nearby hospital by EMS. Meanwhile, the suspect barricaded himself in his home on Cornell Street. With the house surrounded, he would eventually surrender. The suspect was 47-year-old Devereaux Johnson. Sadly, Nathan Morris would later succumb to his injuries. Before his death, he worked as an engineer at Ford Motors. He ran for the local school board and helped promote safety practices in schools for his daughters. Morris also served as the secretary for the 6th Congressional District Republican Committee. According to witnesses, Morris was out for a Saturday afternoon walk with his family when his daughter reportedly touched the mulch in the neighbor's yard. That's when Johnson retrieved a gun and began threatening the Morris family. Nathan told his family to go home as he tried to calm the situation. Sadly, he would end up dying the same day. Now, Devereaux Johnson was arrested and charged with premeditated first-degree murder, possession of a firearm by a felon, and 2 counts of felony firearm. And Johnson's records showed that he had past altercations with other neighbors. He is currently being held without bond in Canton. He has pled not guilty to the crime. The judge would request a competency exam to assess his mental health state. Now, if he's found guilty, he could be faced with life in prison without the possibility of parole. So that's this week's case. And for this to be happening down the street from your sister is kind of very scary.
Oh, 100%. So we have a family group message, and as soon as this happened, there was like a post to the article in our family group message, and we're just like, wow, like that's crazy, because this is also right next to a grocery store called Holiday Market that my sister, well, actually both my sisters and my brother had worked at when they were growing up. I've got friends who live over there. In fact, A couple that I know, I've known, you know, since I was probably like 20, they live across the street from where this happened. So on Instagram, like they woke up one morning, you know, they woke up that Saturday, you know, went to look out the window and
all this was going down.
And, you know, she pulled out her phone and was recording from the window. And, you know, you see him coming out of the house and getting down on his hands and knees and, cops coming up and arresting him. But it's just crazy to think that, like, I mean, obviously there's some mental illness issues, right? Like, of course, speculation, but that's just very much how it feels when you freak out to the point where you're pulling a gun because a child touched the mulch in your yard. You know what I mean? And having altercations with other neighbors, you know, definitely makes me believe that it's like, okay, there's a few screws not tightened all the way in this gentleman's head. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But
yeah, and that's probably why. And who knows what the judge saw when, you know, they did the first hearing, but apparently he wants to make sure he's competent to stand trial. So
I just feel so bad for
the family. They're young. I mean, when you see the pictures of him, like he's 35. That's my age.
Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, 4 years younger than me, you know, and like we and probably
the kids
went
are
to
like
the,
Millie's age. They look young and
we probably went to the same high school, but just having, you know, two young children and, you know, like I said, you're just like, go home. Like I'll handle it. I'll de-escalate everything. And then dad never comes home. Your husband never comes home. You know?
You're expecting him just to walk back to the door and be like, man, what happened?
That was crazy. Yeah. Let me call the police or, you know, and like, I also grew up near a dude who, like, I swear to God, he would cut his lawn with scissors. So he would go out and he would mow, right? And it was always the perfect lines. And then, you know, he would be out there looking for spots to, like, spot cut with scissors to make sure everything was perfect.
Can and come even cut my yard.
Well, and even this guy who was, like, fanatical, like, in his lawn all day, every day, 5 days a week, making sure everything was perfect. If one of the kids stepped on his grass or something like that, like he didn't freak out. He was just like, like, hey, just be mindful. But he's not going in the house and grabbing a gun and waving it in your face. And so that's where I'm like, just something's a little off. And like, again, it's just scary to think you're just in your neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like we go on walks with Snowball and Bradley and Millie all the time. And you know, just to think that you're walking by somebody's house and, you know, kids touch everything. They're like, oh, look at this flower. Look at this, you know, it's just, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, this is a fucking crazy world that we live in.
Well, if we're talking deadbolt tests, what are you thinking?
I don't know, man. I'm going to put this at a 9, I think, just because of the unpredictability. And like I say, you're just out walking with your kid, you know, it's a Saturday. And then just thinking about everything that this family lost, that's where I'm like, oh, it's so sad. You know what I mean? And so quick, like these kids are going to have to deal with the effects of this for the rest of their lives. His wife is going to have to deal with the effects of this for the rest of her life. And it happened in minutes. You know what I mean? It's just
in their neighborhood where you're supposed to feel safe and out just walking with your family. Like, the trauma that's going to come from this. And hopefully, you know, these girls grow up and everything is okay for them, but it's just so devastating.
Yeah. And I will tell you, this is a neighborhood, again, knowing like from experience, like I delivered pizzas there. Like I've been on this street and this is not an area where people walk around and feeling unsafe. It's very much like, no, I don't want to say like leave it to Beaver because it is, you know, Plymouth Canton, kind of get lumped in together, but it's a very diverse place. You know what I mean? But as far as like the safety feeling, when I was a kid, we never locked our doors. You know, we had friends that would just show up and walk in like 11 o'clock at night because, you know, we weren't worried about anything happening. So it's like that kind of a vibe.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't know, just like you said, like this is a place, it's your community. You're supposed to be a part of it. It's supposed to be a safe place for you. And, you know, then it's not. It's messed up. What about you? Where would you put it?
I think I'm going to put it right up there, about an 8. And, you know, it's the unpredictability. It could be me walking my dog and her pooping in somebody's yard and they lose their mind and shoot me. You know, it's just could be any situation.
Yeah. You know, or like there's somebody here who has cones in their driveway and it's like, and it's like very much like, do not pull in my driveway to turn around, you know? And I'm like, oh, I would not want to be the guy that like turns doesn't pay attention to that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Cause they look like they're ready to, there's a sign. I told you, let's throw down. You know what I mean? So.
I mean, hey, that's happening too. You turn around the wrong driveway and you get shot these days. I mean, the world is just not safe anymore. But anyways. Yeah.
Well, and also I do try to remember that we look at very isolated incidents, right. But we look at them quite a bit. So, you know, that's always what I tell Carrie.
We fill up the negativity of the world.
Yeah. She's like, how do you do that podcast and like feel like there's anything positive? I'm like, well, you know, for me, it's all like statistics and like, we're searching out terrible things that happen, not just like looking at everything, you know, but sometimes it's hard not to feel like that when you're doing some of these cases where you're just like, mm-hmm. Oh, the whole world's on fire. And like, we're right. All just, you know, we're all just waiting to burn.
Next. Who's next?
But well, that is where we fall on the deadbolt test for this week's Short on Time episode. I'm putting it in at a 9. Olivia's coming in at an 8. But as always, we have to throw it over to the locksmiths, the listeners, our friends, our family. Where does the murder of Nathan Morris fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, well, what the heck are you doing? Come hang out with us. We'd love to get to know you, spend a little time with you. So if you'd like to join, there is a link in the description of this episode. You can go click that link and come hang out with us. And as always, if you like what we do, you want to financially help support the show because running podcasts ain't free, y'all. You can become a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks. Get signed up today. We got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits, stickers, coffee mugs, all sorts of stuff. Plus, you get the episodes ad-free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those dang commercials, then Patreon is the way to go. So again, you want to help us keep the lights on. That's patreon.com/checkthelocks. Get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out with us, sharing what we do with your friends and family means just as much, if not more. Again, being totally honest, the best way that people find podcasts is by you telling them to listen and suggesting it. So if that is what you're doing, you know, you're sharing what we do with the people who are important to you, just know that we appreciate that. Again, that's how we're going to grow, extend our family, find new listeners and things of that nature. So again, if you're telling people to check out the show, just know we appreciate you more than we could ever tell you. That is all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you are subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. And also, this last part, Olivia, has been very awkward since you haven't been here, so I am very glad that you are back to help me close out the show, right? So thank you.
You need my one-liner, don't you?
I do. It feels really weird doing it myself, so let's do it now that you're back on the saddle. We will see you next week with another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. But until then, don't forget to
check the locks.
See you next week.
See you, everybody.